Yeah, that was actually a really interesting revelation where he mentioned that the agreement that exists between Zimbabwe and the Anjan Corporation is essentially been used to pay back upwards of $500 million to China for debt from the purchase of military hardware. And obviously, the question there is, you know, what is that military hardware going to be used for? Zimbabwe faces no external threats, so clearly, you know, it raises the very obvious concern that those sorts of things are going to be used against the Zimbabwean populace as instruments of violence that we've seen in the past, which is obviously very concerning for both Zimbabweans and people on the outside looking in.
From what the minister said, discussing the situation in Zimbabwe from now going on, what did you make of, you know, the current prevailing situation in the country?
I think he sort of seemed a bit optimistic. I don't want to read too much into it because that's his job as minister of state in the prime minister's office to put a positive light on things. But it sounds like the MDC in particular has a very clear grassroots strategy, whereas the other side of the unity government as it exists now, ZANU-PF, sort of is a bit in flux. And he talked a bit about the recent nullification of the district coordinating committees on the ZANU-PF side and the flux that is happening at the top with the jostling for power between the two camps, between the defense minister and Vice President Joyce Majuru. He definitely put a positive light on things, but obviously the issues of political violence at the grassroots level and against Minister Timba, referred to as opponents of the state, you know, civil society activists, political activists from the MDC formations, are still serious and ongoing concerns, and concerns that may only increase in the lead up to elections as the political rhetoric starts to heat up between the two sides.
And in your own opinion, looking at what has happened in the past, what do you think needs to be done or to be put in place to make sure that the vote is protected the next time that Zimbabwe has an election?
Yeah, in order to protect the vote, definitely, in Jameson Timba, the minister himself spoke about this again, is, you know, the issue of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, where in 2008, it took almost 6 weeks for the results to be released, and that is really the time period in which the election was stolen, and we all knew that, and the international community stood by and watched it happen, unfortunately, and we can't. When I say we, I mean Zimbabweans and, you know, Zimbabwe watchers like myself and the international community cannot allow that to happen. Oftentimes in repressive environments like Zimbabwe, it's not necessarily how many votes there are, because clearly the MDC won and they, you know, they have the support of the people, but it's a matter of who counts the votes. And who's counting the votes now are ZANU-PF figures in the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. And that certainly needs to be rectified. That's the major sticking point currently.